So we didn't prepare anything.
No, I got it. Okay. All right. Previously on Zero Issues, we talked about the first four episodes of X-Men 97. We should talk some more about those.
Oh, there's been three more.
Yeah. Let's talk about those ones next time.
Yeah.
And now the conclusion. Well, not conclusion. Continuation, I guess.
And now the conclusion, sugar.
Ooh.
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 Now conclusion.
Oh, that just sounded like M. Bison.
Who's that?
Mr. Bison.
Yeah.
Monsieur Bison.
Monsieur Bison, yeah. No, it's
Bison. Monsieur Bison.
It's Raul Julia, or you know, other people, but Street Fighter.
Or as he's known in Japan, Vega.
Yeah. It's very confusing.
They just call him Dictator around
the happens
world
in Vega stays in Vega.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yodelay who. Anyway, X-Men.
Yes.
Yes.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues. Zero Issues. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Just like it.
I can hear the X-Men in the air. Well, some of them. Some of them fly, some of them don't.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
More flies whenever the he feels like it, I guess.
Yeah, his costumes are wild.
Yeah.
You know what? It didn't even click in one episode. I can't remember who
he just has access to everyone's powers.
Yeah, apparently. It didn't even click that he was even there. And then all of a sudden I see Quicksilver running and I was like, whoa, where the f*** did Quicksilver come from? I'm like, wait a minute. I don't.
Yeah.
And then it was like much later that it dawned on me. I'm like, oh, that's what was going on. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
that's
so you
shapeshifters. I mean, never mind.
You've dropped in the middle of the conversation. We're talking about X-Men 97.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about this week.
That's it? That's all?
That's it and that's all. Well, we got a warm-up, too, but you know, that's the most part. We did review the first four episodes, and we at the time, I think we said, oh, we'll do another one of these when the season is over. That was a lie.
Yeah.
Well, we will do another one when the season is over.
Well, yes, but we're doing another one in the middle as well.
We're doing it's a trilogy. We're doing a trilogy. And I think
Lord of the X rings.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. Lord of the X rings.
Yeah.
Lord of the X games.
Lord of the Triple X.
Bob Burnquist.
Yes.
Bucky Lasix here.
Oh.
Bucky O'Hare.
Steve Caballero. Bucky O'Hare.
Thank goodness. What about Deadeye? Is Deadeye here?
Deadeye Duck? Yeah, of course.
Good. Thank God.
But unfortunately, Willie DeWitt is also here.
I forget the name of the robot, but
is it Blinky?
Yeah, he has like one eye.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Blinky one eye.
Well, yeah. Welcome back to Bucky O'Hare cast.
You warm up?
Yeah. I warm up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the warm-up!
This week for the warm-up, got a little... It's not a game. Don't call it a game. It's serious business.
Don't call it a game.
Don't call it... They're action figures. I was thinking about this recently, and I was sort of wondering, like, superheroes hang out, and they have... You know, relationships with each other, and they have friendships with each other.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes those friends have sex.
Sometimes those friends do have sex.
Yeah.
Super friends with benefits.
Yes. Yeah. But to keep it a little more platonic, Merc is being a lewd boy.
Super lewd.
Super lewd dude.
Use your imagination.
He's crude with twos.
This is why we do not usually do video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No video.
I think he's cool but crude, but that's mostly just because he keeps slamming pizzas in my face.
Well, your face is a camera.
That's true.
That's your own fault.
Well, I mean, it's kind of genetics' fault, but what are you going to do?
Well, we live in Saga. So,
sorry, threw you off your game.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got some characters written down, and I want you to help me fill in the blank, just to be like, who is this character's best friend?
Okay. Oh,
and what makes them best friend? Like, what do they do together? Like, what is the relationship like?
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense. Right.
Yeah. So first up, Angel.
First off, can we cross? Are we like trying to go legit? Like staying in the same universe? Or can we like?
I would like to stay in the same universe.
Okay. All right. Just clarify.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Right. That makes sense.
This time.
All this right. time.
But you can steal this idea and use it in the future and do whatever you want with it because it's right. public domain. first of all, Angel. Who's Angel's...
So, like, Angel from the X-Men.
Yes.
Oh, that's a question.
Yeah.
Because it feels like, you know what I mean? At one point, I might have been able to answer that a little bit easier, but it sort of feels like he's kind of, like, there's no consistency with that character Mm-mm. for quite a long time.
Yeah.
They haven't known what to do with him, so they've just tried literally everything.
His investment counselor.
Yeah.
His analyst.
Weirdly, Cameron Hodge again. Or his decapitated phalanx head. No.
Could be.
Shoot, man. I personally like
the idea that he is Cyclops' best friend, but Cyclops is not his best friend.
Yeah.
He keeps forgetting his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he calls him Slim. It's like, right. I do not remember this guy's freaking name.
And he keeps calling Angel Werner.
Yeah.
Werner.
It's like, how do you always mix me up with Werner Herzog? I don't get it. I don't sound like him.
That just reminded me, I was watching Detroiters the other day. This is completely out of nowhere. Okay,
yep.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's the start of a scene and you walk in and the guys are already talking. And they're like, I didn't say I saw Big Bird. I said I saw the kind of bird that Big Bird is. Like, oh yeah, well everyone's seen that kind of bird, obviously. So stupid. Anyway.
Now I just want Werner Herzog to play Angel in the X-Men movies. The wings just flutters down. It's like, these wings only make me think of becoming Archangel.
I don't know. Show me your Phoenix, baby.
I think Iceman. I think Bobby Drake.
Yeah?
I think so. I'm not basing that on anything.
They've just
solid.
Known each other a long time.
They've known each other a long time. And
considering
at this point,
who connects with who otherwise in that early group, it seemed like... Yeah,
it's that or like one of the champions.
Maybe
but none of the champions liked each other.
No, not really. Yeah, it's just like one of the many times he's like, "Hey, let's just I'll just make my chalet in the mountains our headquarters, like for the eighth
team." Like he just tried to bankroll that team, and make it a thing. And he was like, "I got lots of money, let's do this thing." And everybody's like, "Whatever."
He's tried to bankroll so many things that have just completely failed. My goodness, it's. The thing is, does he have any friends that he hasn't bought, basically?
Oh. Yeah. That's a very good point.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think Iceman for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I do like the Cameron Hodge idea.
Yes, yes. He's just got his head in a jar.
And he just comes in and he's like, "Hey, Cameron." Like,
"Hey, Kevin.
Hello, Warren."
Yeah, like, yeah.
He's like trying to bite him through the glass.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah,
listen.
He's just got like a glass top on.
I'm not letting
when
you
Cameron
bite me until you
was
apologize.
In a glass jar.
Let my Cameron go.
Okay, next up, who is Alfred's best friend?
Oh my goodness.
Like Batman Alfred?
Yeah, okay. It's Alfred Pennyworth.
Ooh. Best, oh my.
Yeah.
Is there another butler? Jarvis. No.
You know what? It could be Jarvis.
Could be. They did. There was something in the...
Aunt Harriet.
I don't know about best friends, but there was something in comics recently where they sort of revealed that, like, Alfred and the Kents have, like, regular phone calls just to sort of talk about...
Looking after their
superhero. So I don't know about best friends, but they have a... I like that. You don't see that super often. Yeah. I'd like to see, you know, come from completely different areas and worlds, but they got that in common, and I feel like they're all very, I think, polite and considerate people in general. They probably get along great. Yeah.
You know what? I like that as an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
he's checking it off. That is correct.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I had written down. I didn't have anything written down. Okay. Who is Michelangelo the Ninja Turtle's best friend?
Oh. Ice Cream Kitty. Wow. Okay. Or Clunk. It's
or
a cat.
Yeah.
Anyone who delivers the pizza.
Yeah. Oh, that one pizza guy.
The pizza, yeah, from the IDW.
Yeah, yeah. Or
what's his name? I forget.
Or the pizza guy from the second
Kino.
Kino.
Yeah, that's true.
Or was he better friends with Raphael?
He was better friends
with
Raphael.
I opened a door.
Yeah.
Okay. And it depends on like what versions, like Mondo Gecko, he tends to get along pretty well with.
That's true.
Yeah.
Could be Glub, the Glub. No, he got shot and died.
Glub, the Glub. Yeah, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to do a couple more really quick.
Yep.
Sure.
Ghost Rider.
Ooh.
Asbestos
See,
man.
I would say Angel.
They were on the champions.
They were on the champions together.
And I mean, you got like an angel and a demon guy. I mean, that's actually kind of that ain't sick. Bad.
They're
that's
not like
not
best
terrible.
Friends, but they like confidants. They just like meet at a bar occasionally and hang out.
They go to baseball games.
Ghost Rider gets some money from him.
Yeah.
Can I bum a few dollars?
Yeah, but it's not like the friendship.
He's like, can I bum a smoke? Do you mind if I roll, get lights off his head? And
yeah.
Might if I get a couple eggs? Why are we both talking like this? I don't know. That's what they do when they get together. They talk like this.
That's their ongoing joke.
I like to think he's like actually super good friends with that villain, the Orb, who's just got an eyeball for a head and I believe also rides a motorcycle.
I believe so.
Does he? He dresses like he's a stuntman. So yeah.
I can picture the cover where he's on the motorcycle and going, I don't know if that's a regular thing for him, but.
Well, it should be.
It should be.
Clearly it should be. I think he should get that like old red bike that Ghost Rider had in the old days.
Mm.
You know? That should be
the plastic
bike.
One.
Yeah. I mean like, you know, Ghost Rider
needs like
that.
Dirt bike.
Yeah.
The only,
it's a high-end stunt bike, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. And finally, Mephisto.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Asked and answered.
Mephisto considers Peter Parker his best friend.
Yeah.
For all the free wins he gives him. It's like, this guy will agree to anything. He's an idiot.
That's what you always look for in a best friend.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
How gullible and stupid are
they? Listen, he was out of web cartridges one time, and somehow I gave him one web cartridge, and I got his Uncle Ben's soul. I don't know what he's doing. It's ridiculous.
What the f***?
So, yeah, this week we are talking about X-Men 97 again.
Yeah.
Because it's still coming out.
That makes it sound like I don't like it.
I do like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so to go back to we had done the first four
previously
and
and
we were a little nonplussed.
Yeah, it was like first two. Oh,
I was
that
barely
was,
plussed.
It was,
I think I was
okay. Merc and I were less plussed.
Yes, less plussed.
Okay,
yeah,
fair
especially
enough.
with three and four.
Well, they had there was like the Motendo, and then they had the what do you call it? The Life Death Part 1.
Yes.
Which was, and we'll get to that. It was sort of like, it's interesting because it had like that part of Life Death in there. And then they had Life Death Part 2, which we'll get to, which was
the format of the episode. They did the thing that we complained about.
Yeah.
They fixed the problem that we complained about.
Yeah.
About halving the episode, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
with Life Death Part 2 / whatever else it was called.
Yeah.
Right. Charlie, I think it was just Life Death
Charlie
Part 2.
In Space. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It sort of jumped back between the Shi'ar stuff and the Earth stuff.
Right.
Which is what we were sort of talking about with the episode of Motendo, where
they should have done that rather than just half and half and just do that. Yeah.
There's an argument that the difference, I think Life Death Part 2 thematically, like those two stories kind of work together better than Motendo might have, but at the same time,
tonally they're very different. Yeah.
Different. Ah, whatever. I mean, maybe that's nitpicking. And it is, because that's what else are you going to do? We have a podcast.
Or they could have taken all of Life Death and put it as its own episode.
Well, that's true.
And they could have combined the Jubilee episode with the Xavier episode.
Right. I guess the timeline stuff, because it also, Life Death Part 2.
Oh, right.
Heavily referenced what we should probably talk about first, which was the fifth episode.
Right.
But we'll get there.
Yeah. So then we get to the fifth. So we finish the fourth episode, and at least Kyle and I were kind of like, eh. It's all right. And I like a big part of it was just, I'm just nostalgia'd out.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
So how do you feel about nostalgia for stuff that is only 20 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Not 30, not 40, 20.
But then, then episode 5 comes out.
Yeah.
And was so well done.
Yeah.
And that was the stuff that I liked about the original series. was like, here's a complete episode. It's episodic, but it's longer. It's more in depth. You're building the characters more. That's why I felt like they were jumping so fast in those first episodes. And we're doing this, and then we're doing this. And here's the Goblin Queen. And this, oh, we're doing this and Madeline Pryor in half. And, blah, 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 and you're just flying through. You're like, holy crap.
You could argue that that's still kind of an issue.
It definitely is.
They're not wasting any time. They're like, they're getting to... And I have
like, think how many storylines they're doing in seven episodes.
Yeah. And a lot of it just like weaving, you know, storyline here together. And again, like that's best adaptations always do that. They weave things together.
Yes.
Sometimes it fails. Sometimes it succeeds. I think in this case, it's succeeding mostly for sure.
Yes.
But again, a lot of stuff where there are a lot of moments where I'm like, I kind of wish this would breathe a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wish instead of like this being resolved by the end of this episode, maybe you can sort of like have it work. You know what I mean? But
because that's what I felt like a lot of the old X-Men did. It was like part three of this thing. Yeah. And it's like, we're not doing any of that really.
That will
we
be
kind
the,
of are,
the
but.
The end of the season is a part one, two, three.
Yeah.
Episode title. So I guess maybe that will be more like
could
that.
Could be. Yeah. Yeah.
And again, the end of the season, for sure, that's a place to do it. And especially if your seasons are like 10 episodes instead of like 20 something episodes.
Right.
I get it. You know, and again, but for me, it's a small complaint because of like, oh, you know, it would have been nice if this had a little more room to breathe. It would have been nice if you just sort of took your time on this a little bit more. That said, I mean, it's still a quality show, which
especially that episode five, like even the ones after, I was still kind of like, eh, but that episode five was done so well of just developing.
I think the one that just came out, episode seven, was really well done as well.
It was really good.
What happened?
Captain America shows up.
Oh, yeah.
Thunderbolt Ross. Does sound like he's voiced by...
It's the same dude as Thunder... Yeah.
The guy... is it William Hurt?
Yeah, it's not
No.
Because, well, one, he's passed, obviously.
Well, yeah, he's, but, like, the voice actor sounded...
I think it's an imitation. I think it's...
I think it's... He's the same guy that did it in a previous cartoon.
What If? I think in What If.
Oh, What If.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and same with Captain America was played by Josh Keaton.
Okay.
Who's Spectacular Spider-Man. Yeah. So I'm like, oh my goodness. And it didn't sound like him. He's a great voice actor.
Yeah, he's been Captain America and Spider-Man and Batman and Green Lantern.
That's pretty cool job.
And probably in a Tony Hawk game.
Probably. Josh Keaton pulls off his mask, Tony Hawk the whole time.
Michael Keaton.
But yeah, and I think also played Cap in What If, I think, too. I could be wrong, but I think so, yeah. So I think that there's a lot of... You know what I mean? There's a lot of like using the same people like for the voices of the animated versions and having trying to have some consistency, even if it's different universes.
The Captain America thing was kind of a nothing burger.
Yeah.
It was like he shows up like, there's nothing I can do. And the Rogue just hucks his shield.
That was good. Well, if your hands are tied, you won't be needing this. That was so good.
I just wanted him, again, you know it won't happen.
I gotta
we're
go
not
get
doing
that.
This in order at all.
I just wanted to show him, like they cut to him after she throws it and he just.
Like,
what the f***?
Yeah.
I'm never going to find that, ever. It's in the mountains now. Like, how am I going to find this?
If I get one more of these shields, I'm opening up the store.
Do you know how much that costs? You take it out of my pay.
Somebody dig up Tony's dad. I got to make another one.
It's part adamantium. We can say that now.
Yeah,
Number seven was well done. But that five,
episode
like
five,
just doing Genosha, having... Magneto show up and then the thing between like Magneto and Rogue. I know a lot of people online were like, this is out of nowhere. And it's like, it's not out of nowhere.
Not at all. There's been multiple versions and stories where that's sort of been a factor. So that's not
Call
out of nowhere.
Call me Joseph.
And the title of that episode was Remember It, which is, it was said in the episode and it also was one of his, you know, standard
that was
Gambit
said from
my name's Gambit. Remember It.
Yeah, that's like one of the first times he appeared in the show, he said that.
Yeah, exactly. And we remembered it, which is good.
Oh.
It worked. So that episode was all about, like, Genosha, you know, potentially joining the UN and them having, like, a, you know, much like in, at the time of, like, the Grant Morrison New X-Men run, that the events of that, a version of it, basically, is the same as what happened in that. Sometimes, like, the look of the Sentinel at the end, like, the big...
Kaiju Sentinel.
Wild. Yeah. Godzilla
the, like, tri-sentinel thing.
Yeah, with the three heads. Like, that was just like, you know, you had like shots where it's just devastating Genosha, and it's like that right out of the comic. You know what I mean? Like, it's wow, they didn't hold anything back. I mean, you had some, I mean, there's a lot of like, you know, so yeah, they have this big gala, obviously, and they're, you know, Val Cooper's there.
There's a little bit of House Vex sort of going on. A
little bit, yeah. Yeah, because they're trying
They had pretty much, or they had most of the members of the Quiet Council, who are sort of like the ruling council of Krakoa, there. You know, they couldn't have Kitty Pryde because she's never been a character on the show.
Which is nuts.
Yeah, but they had pretty much everybody else.
Yeah.
They didn't have Hope.
Kind of combining Genosha from, like, you know, the 2000s like the 90s, 2000s, and Krakoa, in a sense.
Yeah.
So they're pulling from more, and that's kind of where it's getting a little interesting. It's like, I know what you say about the nostalgia. I sort of agree. Stuff that's just nostalgia-focused, I mean, like,
Let's put this in, because the kids will love it, because they read it, or...
Yeah, they watched this cartoon,
I mean, this isn't for kids. No. I don't know any kids who... Well, I don't know any... I don't really hang out with a lot of kids.
I say kids in a loose fashion.
I know, but I wonder if kids... I wonder if children are actually watching this. I hope they are, because it's good.
But the thing is, they have to watch the previous...
No, they don't.
I guess they don't. They don't. But it's like, there's...
What do you need to understand? Oh, mutants are... not liked.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of time travel nonsense, but I mean, it's like picking up your first issue of a comic.
But like when Cable shows up, you have no idea who that is, and it doesn't explain
it. Yeah, but he looks like he's like some guy from like a post-apocalyptic future. Just look at the way he dresses.
Got the shoulder pads, those pouches. You got to be real prepared, and you got to protect those shoulders.
If you were alive in the 90s, you'd know that. Yeah. But yeah, like playing up the Rogue and Magneto were a thing, kind of, and then possibly could be a thing. He invites her to be the queen of this.
After he is invited to the best line I liked, and that would like Val Cooper's like, "Oh, you're gonna make a terrorist the leader of your nation? You expect the UN?" He's like, "Ah, well, it's funny how it's like how many nations or whatever make a terrorist a leader. It's like funny how so many nations let their leaders be terrorists."
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. You got him. Gotcha.
And I'm wondering how much Val Cooper is involved.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things. She seemed to be like wanting to direct in that episode, like some of the crew, like, oh, the council, let's all leave this area right now. And then all of a sudden the thing came out of nowhere and attacked. So was she trying to, like, we're directing this crew towards it, away from it, like...
Didn't put that together. So when that twist is revealed, I already see it coming.
I mean, people, again, there's a lot of theories going around. One, I mean, that Val Cooper's actually been Mystique this whole time. And again, you had Cable saying he's coming at that time, and you've seen Mystique working with Apocalypse before. So, I mean, maybe, you know, maybe and
they've got Bastion, they've got Sinister.
They got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Bastion being the Nimrod, squared.
Yeah.
So,
What is Bastion again? He's a Nimrod plus Master Mold. Is that what he is?
He's like the next. Well, like evolution, isn't Nimrod is like Master Mold kind of progression?
Nimrod is like a Super Sentinel.
Is a Super Sentinel, but then it's like Bastion is like the next level Nimrod.
Like, which version iPhone are they?
Yeah.
So Bastion.
I've only got iOS 11.
I had a feeling, and we saw Bastion.
17.
And now it's 17.
And we, again, this is getting, whatever. We're talking about all three of them. We're going to be all over the place. This is what we do.
Yes.
So Bastion had been seen, I believe, in the Life Death Part 1 in like a photo.
In a photo where he was like
He might have been partially obscured. I caught that.
You could only see half of
it. And the second I saw that, I'm like, okay. And I'm like, Operation Zero Tolerance was
the 90s. It took me half of the episode to be like, what is OZT again?
Yeah.
I never read that, so I never knew that reference.
See, I did. That for some reason, during
I fell off. That was exactly where I fell off.
It was, I think I have that whole, all of those, or at least a lot of those runs. I was reading quite a bit of X-Men at the time. Mm-hmm. And I believe that was Carlos Pacheco, sadly.
It was.
Passed, who drew most of that.
Yeah.
And I really liked that story for a few reasons. I don't know, I thought Bastion looked cool. That was that thing with that moment with J. Jonah Jameson where Bastion visited and he was like trying to get files on mutants, basically. And Jameson had a principled stance and basically said, "Hey, you," which was really good. A good Jameson moment. And that original storyline was a big moment for Iceman. That was a big step up for Iceman because Iceman was like the hero at the end of the day who saved the day in that story. And I mean, like, Well, I love
almost everybody was off the board, so it was like him and like who can I scrounge together? Yeah, okay, like, Marrow and Angel, Megan, I guess.
You know,
Werner Herzog. Best friends. Yeah. Oh, he's being such a downer. So I mean, I did like that, and I kind of had. I think that storyline was like literally in 1997, so that's kind of a nice touch.
I believe so.
Once the second I saw Bastion, I'm like, all right, that's where they're going to go with this. But again, there's going to be more to it than that, I'm sure. There's going to be like twists upon twists.
Right.
And again, going back to episode 5, so obviously you had, you know, this hopeful moment. You had Nightcrawler popping up again.
He was great. Yeah. Oh, he was great. That version of him was great.
And it's the same voice actor from the 90s, Adrian Huff, I think.
He's a little less gaudy.
He's a little more...
He's still very gaudy, but he seems more... A little more fun, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
he seems funner, and I don't know. And plus, it's the animation's a little crisper, and he just moves better. And just,
everyone was very stiff in the old one.
The motion is like you know, so good in this by comparison. And he's got more.
Every
of that
day
kinda...
we get a little bit closer to a Nightcrawler who.
Well, good for Silver Sable, I guess. Eventually,
that's right. Good for a bunch of people.
Yeah. He's a Catholic slut. So Nightcrawler showed up, which is great, and
and he's like, I think I'll stick around for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take someone's place in the credits.
Yeah, he suddenly appeared in the credits.
When that happened, so between episode 5, I mean, I'm sure everybody knows this, at the end there was quite a bit of death, or suspected death at least. It looked like some people were like vaporized by the Sentinel.
Or crushed in the buildings, or whatever. Yeah.
So there's a number of, deaths. Like you saw, like Banshee shot out of the sky. Madeline Pryor apparently killed. Sebastian Shaw, I assume. Callisto, they've very much focused on Callisto.
Yeah.
Like you saw the life leave her eyes. Like it was like they're like, this person is dead. They were like really like,
oh, we saw the life leave her eye.
Yeah, her eye. Yeah. There you go.
Powering down.
And then of course Gambit. Everyone's born in Gambit. That was
the greatest death.
That was so good. You're going to go out, I mean, like, and it said, because that's something actually from the comics, I think, is that he literally had Sinister at one point in the comics, like, kind of tamp down his powers a bit because, like, he can literally touch something and make it explode.
Yeah.
And you saw the extent of that is like, I'm just going to make this entire, the biggest Sentinel we've ever seen in our lives explode. Just because it's got a spike in me, but I mean, yeah. But I mean, like, the most badass last stand I've ever seen, and, and shows how amazingly powerful that character can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, because the whole thing with Rogue and Magneto, but then she chose Gambit.
Yeah.
She Magneto, like, Gambit was right, and I...
Yeah.
You are not for me, he is for me.
It's like she made...
And she didn't get to tell him kind of thing. You're like, oh, heartbreak.
And it's got to be said, these episodes, Lenore Zann as Rogue, just doing stuff, like such a good performance.
Yeah.
Really, really selling her rage and heartbreak and her emotional turmoil.
Yeah.
Really
and that jumps to her, like in later episodes, in the 7, of just her... Like she's upset,
she's then
angry, and she's got the power to
it's Rogue's roaring rampage of revenge.
Yeah,
like we're in a place that keeps that you can contain Hulks in, and then she breaks and rips the roof off of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't work. All right, okay.
I like the there's a certain amount of variance to her sugars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's loving. Sometimes if she calls you sugar, you better make your peace with God.
So Magneto also died.
Kind of. No, he's at the end.
Is he?
Episode 7.
Episode 7. He's there at the end of episode 7.
Spoilers, he's alive.
Wait, at the end of episode 7?
Yeah. He's alive.
Yeah.
Did
you not see that right at the end?
Purple People Eater?
Oh, you missed
that? Did I miss that?
Maybe.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Bastion,
what?
Yeah. So Bastion goes and he's got like a...
He's playing the song.
Yeah. It's like a...
Let's twist again.
Looks like a... Like a... What was it? Like an abandoned barbershop or something? Like safe house? And he was like literally...
He was Pulp Fictioning him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I forgot he was Pulp Fictioning him. That's exactly what he was doing.
That's true. That's true.
Putting the gimp fit outfit on.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was like, you know. So the Bastion was interesting. More of a personality than in the comics.
Yes.
Like, he had, like, a bit of a personality in the comics, but he could sort of, like, revert to just being kind of cold and calculating. This one's almost like,
I'll be honest,
like,
I don't think I've
humor.
Ever read a,
yeah.
a Bastion being in a comic.
They...
It was during that segment of time that I just ditched comics and I didn't read them. So he never appeared in anything else.
Well, he's sort of like tied into, because he's like part Sentinel, and he was like tied into like Prime Sentinels and all that stuff.
Yeah, and Prime Sentinels are like, well, kind of like Bolivar Trask.
Trask
was,
in this episode. Right.
Where they're humans who are like sleeper agents. They don't realize they're Sentinels, and then they activate, and now they're Prime Sentinels who will.
In this case, when he
blasts
you. When he
and they have free delivery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Not to be confused with Omega Sentinels, which are other people who are sleeper agents.
there's all sorts of Sentinels. Yeah.
Magneto's alive. So then that questions like, are there other people alive? Because he was holding Leech.
Leech. Yeah. Which they focused
Leech,
on that so
Leech
much.
Leech gets
they
close did. To me because I'm going.
I know.
I'll get
Stop
to the
with
one
my powers.
Guy. Yeah.
I'm like, doesn't that mean he doesn't have powers?
Does
right
Magneto?
Now?
Does Magneto like? Does he know Leech? I don't know. I don't remember from the old show.
They needed a little kid one.
Yeah.
And the Leech was the one.
I'm gonna assume that Leech
I don't think
lives.
Artie was in an episode, so.
No, I know. We need Artie, we need Leech, we need Howard
I mean,
the Fish Duck
Boy
to hang out with them for some
Sammy
reason.
Sammy Fishboy died for real.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Well, I mean, like, you know.
Yes.
It's happened before.
It's what he does.
Yeah. Juggernaut wasn't
they
even there to be upset.
They just flushed him down the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who are still alive, surprising to no one, Xavier is alive. Because we saw at the end of the last show, he was alive.
Yes. But, like, everyone, and we assumed as much. I mean, they're referring to him as if he was dead.
Yeah.
But
and that was...
He's gone.
That was the confusion.
Gone where?
And it was like, so then, do they actually think he is? Or, like, they shouldn't, because as of the other episode, they knew he was leaving...
Yeah,
well, he was like mortally wounded, but he was going with Lilandra to
look
at.
They did sort of say like he'll never be able to come back to Earth.
Right.
I think, in the episode,
or like you know, at least saying that it's. I think it was sort of left like you know we'll do our best
if we can save him. Kind of thing. Yeah,
you know what I mean. So they don't know for sure, but also like
he's like I'm back and I can walk.
We'll see if he can have any more episodes. Of life.
I want there to be like a deleted scene of like the ending of the old
He'll
show.
He'll be back next season. The
takes
fall.
Off into, takes off into space and they're just like, what do we tell people? This was all pretty public. Do we tell them he went to space? I don't think we should. He's dead.
Now we got to reveal aliens to them too?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. So like, it was just like a publicly he's dead, but like everyone present knows he's probably not dead. I don't know.
I will say when he had that vision of Gambit, who turned into a spooky skeleton.
Spooky skeleton.
I wish he had screamed a little more because old cartoon Xavier, he would have screamed his guts out.
Yeah,
mind.
Well, they got
get out of my
Ross
mind.
Ross Marquand, who is like, well, he's done a lot of acting in general. He's a very good impressionist who is sort of doing.
Right.
He filled in for, like, Red Skull for Hugo Weaving
and has
done some other stuff. Right, I think Ross Marquand is doing the voice of Xavier, sort of doing an imitation of the old voice,
well,
which
then
is pretty good.
He should imitate a scream.
Well, there you go. Exactly.
Just the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah.
You know, he does so many...
Just the goofy... I want to hear the Howie scream.
The man's got a lot of vocal range. Maybe he's got to go a little easy on his vocal cords. I don't know.
That's... You know what? That's fair.
That's fair. You got to be careful. I mean, he can imitate anyone, so they got to... They got to keep him good. They're going to lock him in the Disney vault to make sure nothing bad happens to him.
You don't age in there.
No, you don't.
It's spooky.
It's just you and Walt Disney's head.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't age either.
Yeah. No.
Because he's dead. You don't age once you die.
It's true.
I did see a little, it was at the start of an article or even a meme. I can't remember what I saw, but it was basically just saying, Lilandra is like toxic and horrible with Charles. Like every time she comes into the picture, it just messes with him so much.
The thing is, though, that
you can be my consort, but no, you can't ever see your children again.
But like, I mean, he's
relative.
Not that he's
not great either.
No, he's not. And it's all relative.
He's like,
compared to the rest
Earth's
of the
Shi'ar. The most important.
Yeah. Yes.
Like I get that it's where you're from, but like she is sort of the ruler of a lot. More than just your little school that has 8 people living in it.
Oh, wait, 3 just died. 5 people.
You're the mayor of Montreal. Can we do this from Scriber? move to Marathon?
It's got to be said, though, Lalandra, for as much as she sucks, and she sucks, she might suck the least out of all the Shi'ar, which is which is a low bar, but it's still...
Yeah, they're all pretty...
They're terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not good. I mean, like, I guess the Shi'ar were never good. I mean...
No, not
really.
They
kind of suck.
Yeah, for the birds.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Gladiator's cool though. Still like Gladiator.
Gladiator's kind of cool. I like that moment with the statue and having a little chat there. You know what I mean? For a moment. Yeah, that was nice. It's nice to see Gladiator written as a character from time to time. Instead
I like
of
that
just big dude.
Him stepping in for a second too, like against.
Yeah.
Deathbird.
He's like Deathbird shows up and Gladiator just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
are you gonna beat up Superman?
Yeah. I'm Superman with a mohawk. I'm like OMAC Superman. Pretty good.
I'm glad that Vulcan showed up. I hope they don't do anything with Vulcan.
No.
Yeah, he was one of the Imperial Guard.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's got like, he had like the fire, and he had the same suit, like the red and like navy blue.
I didn't even click that was who. I thought there was another fire guy in the Imperial Guard.
There's another fire guy too, but there's also Vulcan.
Yeah.
All right then.
Yeah. It's yeah. So and again, yeah, the Xavier part. Well, I want to talk about the Storm part of Life Death.
Oh yeah.
Which is...
what happened in 3 episodes?
I know! Like, and that's what I mean is, like, a lot is happening, and, like, for the most part, it's been great. Like, I've really, really enjoyed it. Life, Death, again, like, Storm getting... Not... This is all spoilers anyway.
Yes.
So, like, her going through her whole journey there and confronting her...
Spoiler alert, 35
fears.
Minutes into
the
episode.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, her going with Forge and going to the cave and, you know, kind of confronting the adversary and overcoming... So basically revealing that Forge's reversal of the power thing did work.
Right. It was a psychological block.
But it was a psychological block, which is great. That works fine. It would have been nice if she, you know, she lost her powers. It would have been maybe been, you know, if she had...
Kept the mohawk?
Well, one kept the mohawk.
I was like, how did you suddenly grow your hair back?
Powers.
Powers equals hair.
And it's one of those, and again, a lot
and
of
I
this
was
is
like, oh,
like
I
Samson.
I love the mohawk. I love that look.
Yeah, I love the punk outfit, like the punk Storm look. And we saw like one scene in the bar, she was wearing that outfit, and I'm like, I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving me that. Yep. I would have liked her coming back like that, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't
have
my powers,
the
and
powers
maybe she can...
And I can kick your ass
on
the ground. Yeah.
If she, like, maybe the same thing happens, she overcomes the psychic block, but maybe in a different way, in a key moment... Later on, that would have been neat. Though I did, the moment itself was great.
To be fair, her hair may just be down.
Oh, you know? Yeah, her hair down. Growing back.
She's
got
a lot of hair, even with the mohawk, that's a lot of hair.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember I used to part my mohawk like that, and I just looked like a little henchman because it wasn't that big. Just looked like one of the stooges.
Yeah. But her, you know, basically like transformation, she just sort of got mutant magic and just sort of transformed.
Yeah.
She should have done much like the Goblin
like a
Queen.
Sailor Moon.
She should have done the Sailor Moon spinning. Yeah, that would have been good. But yeah, like in her classic original costume, like the Dave Cockrum designed one, right? With the hair and like the Sierra kind
of
thing. Yeah,
that was kind of cool.
And awesome. That was like, I don't think that was there before.
That was under her clothes.
Yeah, the whole
time.
Well,
no, but I mean like, I don't think the design before the mohawk thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no, they've gone back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
which
oh,
is,
cool.
I don't think
well,
that
that's what they're
in
doing.
This.
And in the next one, she'll be a small child.
Yeah.
And then an embryo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Gambit comes back with her and is like, didn't you die? Nope. No.
I'm alive. Remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's cool. I guess she'll be back. I'm kind of hoping she keeps that classic suit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll see.
It would be weird to suddenly turn into that and then go, no, I'm just. Next, forget it. We just not.
Yeah,
that.
But I mean, look at all the other outfits that have just shown up and gone away.
That's true.
Why don't they keep playing basketball? And Wolverine has done nothing.
No, but
which is fine because X-Men is a team. It's not just the one guy.
Exactly.
And he's so well established. Like again, like I've liked Wolverine every time. I've liked him in the show plenty.
Yeah.
He's great, but. You know, everybody loves Wolverine, but I'm hoping that that's a sign of them actually Even the movies and everything, too. Like, the problem with, like, the Fox movies was just, like, there was Wolverine
movies. It was the Wolverine
movies.
Show, yeah.
And, like, you know, also, like, Xavier and Magneto got some good material, but everyone else was mostly an afterthought.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, like, there's so many cool, amazing moments in this, and they had none
this
in the movies.
With Scott being so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, finally we get a good Cyclops.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, now we're having the Storm moment, and,
So the big goal of this is to try to, like, build up all the other X-Men characters that aren't Wolverine, because you don't need to build him up. Everybody already loves him. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to, like, make him the focus of everything.
Mission accomplished.
The whole series could be as strong if you gave attention to anyone else.
Yeah.
And it seems like they've learned that lesson. Yeah, so, like, that's cool. I'm really enjoying that.
Yep.
And again, that the episode, you mentioned Nightcrawler already. I just wanted to mention this. Because, again, we're all bummed out about Gambit dying. And then we watch the next episode and watching it with my wife. And I yelled, loud the second I saw Nightcrawler and his swords in the intro.
Yeah.
I was just like,
oh, it's the best. It was
great. Gambit, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Pretty good. And he's sticking around, and I hope he doesn't leave at all.
Yeah.
You just hear a Gambit voice in the background. Forget it.
Yeah.
Gambit gonna be in the car.
Oh. The name's Gambit. Forget it.
Oh. Don't forget me.
Yeah. My theory, I mean, Gambit's not going to stay dead.
No, of course not. They're all going to be fine.
Yeah.
Sunspot is eventually going to do something.
Yeah. He'll do his full power up at some point. Yeah. He's like
besides
too scared
just
to do
be
it.
Rich.
Yeah. And have awkward conversations with his mother. Though I did like how they handled it.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of a thing where it's like, you know, there's
look, we know and we accept you, but we know that society won't.
Private acceptance and public having like a cover story, it's sort of like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's, you see how it's like a relief, but also like, you know, and I think that's very true of kind of modern bigotry in some senses where you just sort of become, it seems like people just become a little better at kind of hiding it instead of confronting it.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think that's cool. That's really good. I like what they're doing with him. I'm hoping that, again, there's so many characters in the mix.
We could do a Generation X spinoff or a New Mutants spinoff.
I hope they do. I really hope they do. I hope that they...
We'll see.
They sort of spin some of these characters off. I mean, you can give us Kitty Pryde. You can do it. You could. You teased Ileana, you know? You can... Had they done Cannonball in the old show? They might have.
One episode of the last season.
Yeah. So, that you know, you have these characters that you could bring in anytime. If Xavier comes back, he could, you know...
Start up a school again.
Yeah.
I mean, Warlock has shown up in the past.
That's true. Mm-hmm. There's a lot there.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of assuming
Wolfsbane's been in.
Was she?
Maybe.
I want to say yes. Maybe I'm...
Yeah. Maybe?
I feel like I've seen...
She was on Evolution.
Yeah. Maybe
mixing it.
Right. My theory is that, and it's probably a, you know, theory, whatever you want to call it. People have said this, but I'm sure if Apocalypse is involved...
Oh, yeah. She was on X Factor. Sorry.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like, yeah.
If Apocalypse is involved. Sorry.
If Apocalypse is involved, I mean, you know, you could easily, four people who died on Genosha are back as horsemen.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That could be part of the plan. Yeah. You know, to Gambit, who showed he's how crazy powerful he can be.
Banshee, who's also been a horseman.
Banshee, who has been a horseman. I mean, if
Sunfire,
you wanted...
Sunfire, probably.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. I mean, if you want to bring Callisto back, because her death was pretty...
Yeah.
She could have her crazy tentacle arms from the secondary mutation days. Arms. And they introduced secondary mutations with Emma.
They did.
Who's diamond-tastic.
Yeah.
Which,
And who knows if they're going to, with that, do a little introduction of, like, her and Scott?
Well,
and is that
they already sort of did the psychic affair with Madeline.
Yeah, the same.
Well,
scene,
but there's
really.
That, but that it's like, yeah, but you've purposefully made sure she survived,
right?
Madeline, I think is gone.
Oh yeah,
I feel like that's done with. I feel like they did that arc.
I think that she might be back as a villain again, but she will die for realsies.
Possibly.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, like, I'd have to rewatch to see if it showed her, because it, like, it at least suggested she died. I don't know if you saw her get vaporized, or I don't know. I forget how that cut, so, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if you don't see somebody die or see their clearly dead body, are they dead?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah,
unless they confirm it or not. Like, they act like she's dead, but I don't think we got any confirmation that, like, she had a body or they found anything or whatever. You know, aside from Gambit, who, you know, he saw his body and he'll be back. Come on.
I'd prefer if they don't. Yeah. I think that's such a perfect ending.
Yeah.
And it creates pathos, and it creates a certain.
If he comes back evil, arc. If he comes back as like a horseman trying to kill Rogue, it could be a little knife twisty, but it also could undercut it.
Because they're going to do multiple seasons of this, right?
Yeah.
I think they've announced that they've got season two and season three.
Yeah, season two is already, like, it was written a while ago, and it's, like, under, you know, it probably is.
In production.
And they want to do three and four back-to-back in the similar way.
I think they've already renewed for one or two seasons.
So if they do it, like, in a few years,
yeah,
maybe. No, maybe. Don't do it next season.
No.
Or don't do it this season.
Yeah.
No.
And, yeah, no. the Emma Frost thing, I mean, her being found, that was like straight out of New X-Men 2, where they find her in the rubble, and she survived because of her diamond form, and, you know, and she joined the X-Men right after that. I mean, she had previously been headmaster of
And that's the thing. Could you introduce her as bringing her into the school?
Yeah.
And then she does that sort of thing. Yeah. And then that links with Scott and could be like
they that tension there. Sandra Nova. They could have Beast do a secondary mutation. Get Zorn in there.
Yeah, that's... Maybe we avoid Beast's slow descent into...
and then he goes really nuts.
To genocidal madman.
Yeah. Mm.
I've liked, though,
in time for that kid's show.
The beautiful thing has just been, like, Beast's main role in this has just mostly been, like, very, like, the empathy guy and, like, the caring guy. And I miss that.
I can't wait for him to neg Trish Tilby and then infer that he's gay.
Yeah, just to punish her.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Very
cool.
That
was so weird.
Very weird.
So weird. Anyway, that was a thing that happened in comics. Comics are weird.
Yeah.
Hopefully
cartoons aren't.
Anything else in this? Otherwise, I think that's about it for that, for those three episodes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I think mostly now we have to
brace Then we're
going to
jump into like
for the next
a three-parter ending. So
we'll be back in 3 weeks to talk about it, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? If everything goes as crazy as Bo DeMeo has been saying online, and he's like back and commenting on stuff, and I mean, like,
he's the guy that got fired, wasn't he?
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe they'll like do the James Gunn reversal for him. Who knows? I don't know what happened apparently, but I mean, there's allegations, but I mean, you know, I feel like far worse behavior has been accepted by Hollywood in recent memory. So who knows? Who knows?
On that note,
we'll be back some point. We'll be back next week with a different episode.
We'll be back
talking
next
about
week with
something
a non-X-Men
else.
Episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a single X-Men to be found.
Mm-mm. Unless one's found.
Yeah.
It was Forget Me Not, so.
Oh. Wait.
Precisely. In the meantime, I'm going to tell people all about all of us.
Yeah.
Starting with me.
Do it.
My name is Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or thekylelees on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm Bry Kotick. You can find me at welcometohereafter.com. That's my comic, which is called Welcome to Hereafter. You can also find me under my name, which is BryKotyk on social media, such as Instagram, Blue Sky, Tumblr. And I think that's it for now.
I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca, Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut like astronaut on Instagram, and I think that's about it.
Yeah. Once again, big thank you to K. Preston Merkley, a.k.a. Ocean City Defender, a.k.a. Leisure Class Audio.
A.k.a. Birthday Boy. Okay,
A.k.a.
Days
belated
ago.
Birthday
belated
Boy.
Belated Birthday Boy. Yeah,
it's his birthday week.
A.k.a. the Master Kip Dipper, a.k.a. Spicy Boy Merkley, a.k.a.
Give it to the Kipper,
a.k.a. that's one too, just laugh.
Yeah, just that's how I laugh now, in honor of K.P. Merkley.
A.k.a. and music.
Yeah.
Like this. Let's twist again.